How Did the Walls of Jericho Come Tumbling Down? By Dr. Ray Herman. October 28, 2022. After Moses' death, God chose Joshua to lead his people into the promised land of Canaan, and Jericho was the first city conquered by Israel after crossing the Jordan River. It is just north of the Dead Sea and 5 miles west of the river. Being a natural desert oasis, it is sometimes called the City of Palm Trees and, like all Canaanite cities, was ruled by a king. The town was built on a mound and protected by high stone walls and towers. This fortress barred Israel's way into the Promised Land, so the capture of Jericho was the first objective of Joshua's campaign. Jericho is now considered as the oldest continually inhabited city in the world, but we need to be reminded that what is the Jericho of today is really a mile and a half distance from the original town described in the Old Testament pages. The story of Joshua's invasion is in the book of Joshua. If possible, read the essential parts, as related in this study, which are all of chapter 2, chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, and all of chapter 6. While marching toward Jericho, two spies were chosen and sent on ahead in a carefully concealed mission into the town. They were to learn the situation there and were soon moving along its streets, mingling with the people. Cleverly, the spies stay with the prostitute, whose name is Rahab. She tells them she knows that the God of Israel is the true God, which has brought his people out of Egypt and is now giving them this land of Canaan. The harlot begs that she and her family may be spared and the spies agree to save them. Rahab helps them escape by way of a rope from her window, which is set in the city's outside wall. They arrange that she will tie a scarlet cord in the window as a special sign to the invading army, so as to locate where she lives. As the Israelites approach Jericho, Joshua has a vision. Lifting his eyes, he sees a soldier brandishing a sword. Something occurred that convinced Joshua that this was no mortal soldier, and he learns the man is the commander of the Lord's army. He stood with a drawn sword, indicating that he would fight alongside Joshua. Israel is about to enter hostile territory, yet the nation's strong and courageous leader can have confidence that the heavenly army will be on his side. The Battle of Jericho. The Lord told Joshua the city was being given to him and this is how he must proceed. God's perfect plan is shaped around the number 7. There are to be 7 priests with 7 trumpets. The people are to march around Jericho on 7 days, including 7 times on the 7th. The trumpets which the priests blow are ram's horns. Why the number 7? Well, the Bible's extensive use of the number 7, especially in connection with such concepts as completion, exoneration, and the fulfillment of promises and oaths, suggests that God ascribes a sacred nature to the number. In other words, it has a divine implication attached. In a strange parade-like fashion, the warriors circled the city like a serpent. The town itself, consisting of less than 10 acres of protected land, required less than 30 minutes to march around. When the circuit was completed, to the amazement of the Canaanites who probably expected an immediate attack, the Israelites returned quietly to camp. This bizarre activity was repeated for 6 days. On the 7th day, the procession made 7 laps around the walls. This parade, consisting of the armed guard, the 7 trumpet-blowing priests, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant, and the rear guard, may have continued for about 3 hours. At the end of the 7th circuit, the clear voice of Joshua rang out saying, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." As the priests' trumpets blared, the soldiers' loud cry also reverberated through the hills, startling wild animals and terrorizing the dwellers of Jericho in their homes. At that moment, the walls of Jericho collapsed, they literally fell in place. The Israelites clambered over the debris and they found the inhabitants paralyzed with terror and unable to resist. And Joshua remembered to instruct the men to spare and rescue Rahab and her family, because of the help she provided. The Bible states, "But Rahab the prostitute, with her family and all who belong to her, Joshua spared. Her family has lived in Israel ever since. For she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho," Joshua 6, verse 25. Rahab, the Canaanite prostitute, is not only honored as being a biblical heroine, but included in the genealogy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, thereby participating in Christ's ultimate triumph of grace. So that is the story, and the question we need to answer is, what caused the walls of Jericho to fall down? Was it God's miracle or something else? Regular readers of my articles already know that my belief is that a miracle is only caused by a physical law that we do not yet understand. God performs His supernatural feats using the scientific laws He established for our universe. Most commentators believe the collapse of the walls was caused by an earthquake or tremor. That could be, but there are other theories too. A few believe the first 6 days of marching were merely a distraction, while some soldiers secretly mined under parts of the walls to weaken them. One of the craziest theories I've heard is one presented in Time magazine just a few years ago. That hypothesis explained that the walls of Jericho were not even used as a barrier to keep out enemies. The thought was that, over the centuries, each successive generation used the walls for varying social purposes, and by the time the Israelites arrived, the wall of Jericho began its slow metamorphosis from a thing of stone and earth into an object of pure myth, given that the Israelites probably never conquered Jericho at all. Here is another idea, one of which I have given a lot of thought, which could have something to do with this story. There may have been much more going on during this dramatic event, but God must have worked out a complex scientific method to bring about His miracle, one involving the stomping of marching feet, certain sound effects of a specific frequency, and the sudden and shocking noise from shouting troops. And maybe even the extra weight, from enticing hundreds of people to stand on the walls to watch, was part of the plan. After all, those crazy Israelites putting on an entertainment parade must have been fun to watch. The science behind sound and motion causing disaster. What we perceive as sound is a vibration produced by motion. Be it a single tone, like plucking a guitar string, or a complex one, such as a musical piano chord or human speech, all sound produces vibrational waves in the air. To hear a sound, we need to be close enough for our ears to register the vibrations before they die off over distance. If the waves are too high-pitched or too low-pitched, humans won't hear them at all, but some other animals can. For instance, canines can hear a dog whistle, but humans cannot. Sounds can affect objects too. Playing particular chords on one musical instrument can cause the strings on another to vibrate. Or, more dramatically, high notes on a violin, or even from a human voice, can cause a wine glass to vibrate until it breaks. This is not a myth. See references and notes at the end of this article for video proof of this occurrence. Music isn't the only way to prove cause and effect of sound waves producing structural damage. Back in 1831, British soldiers got a big surprise when a new suspension bridge collapsed as they crossed it. When four columns of British troops marched in step across the bridge, their synchronized footsteps began a rhythmic vibration, creating a pleasant bounce. Unfortunately, the frequency of bouncing increased until the structure broke apart and collapsed. Today, marching soldiers in many countries are ordered to break the stride when crossing bridges, to prevent this from happening. Structures like bridges and buildings, although they appear to be solid and immovable, have a natural frequency of vibration within them. A force that's applied to an object at the same frequency as the object's natural frequency will amplify the vibration of the object, in an occurrence called mechanical resonance. This resonance, repeated vibrations at an object's resonant frequency, will weaken the structural integrity of a solid object and, in some rare cases, even break it. The above bridge incident was, in essence, a much smaller scale version of what happened on the huge Tacoma Narrows Bridge in 1940. The first bridge over Puget Sound, in Washington State, USA, collapsed within 4 months of its completion, when the deck tore apart and fell because of wind gusts causing vibrations. There were motion pictures taken of the disaster, which show the deck rolling up and down and twisting wildly. The bridge's collapse had a lasting effect on science and engineering. In many physics textbooks, the event is presented as an example of elementary forced mechanical resonance. See references and notes for a video of this large bridge's actual failure. It is quite impressive. All buildings, as well as the ground or bedrock they sit upon, also have a normal resonance for it to naturally vibrate back and forth. During an earthquake, if the vibrating ground motion matches the natural resonance of a building, it will undergo the largest oscillations possible and suffer the greatest damage. Conclusion. So, my thought is this: God provided a sound way, pardon my pun, for the Israelites' actions to directly destabilize the wall structure, causing it to fall. Collapsing down upon itself, the debris would provide a natural ramp for the invading men to easily enter the city. By following God's instructions, Joshua and his troops, unknowingly, used the science of sound wave physics to accomplish their invasion of Jericho. Am I going too far? Is that idea too much of a stretch of your imagination? Well, you tell me. If nothing else, I pray this study gives you more to think about concerning the knowledge God uses in helping His people. Have faith in our Lord, He knows what He is doing, even if we don't. For our related song, I picked Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho by the Martins. If you like a touch of jazz, reminiscent of the style of the late American gospel queen Mahalia Jackson, you'll like this rendition. Ironically, Wikipedia states that the Martins are breaking down walls by blending various music formats. Selected lyrics are below and the music video is listed in references and notes. You may talk about your men of Gideon. You may brag about your king of Saul. They're none so great like Joshua. At the Battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. And the walls come tumbling down. The end. Copyright 2022, Dr. Ray Herman. OutlawBibleStudent.org. To view the references and notes for this article, please see the citations list following the text copy online. Please leave any comments you may have at the end of the written article. Thank you for visiting the Outlaw Bible Student website.